All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Big Time Ballers Podcast. And today, we have a very special guest. Everyone, please welcome the one and only Ryan and the Suck My Dicka Squad. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for being the first one on the Big Time Ballers Podcast for the upcoming 2023 season, man. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Oh, man, anytime. I believe this is my third appearance, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Glad to be a part of it.
Good. I love having you on. Before we even get into the whole podcast and a few questions I have here, man, how are you How have you been enjoying the little heat wave we have here, you know? Because, you know, pretty much next week we're back into 50s and rain. So what have you been doing with the warm weather we've had?
Other than sweating? just pretty much been dying, man. I live above a pizzeria, so it's like I'm in the oven.
Oh, man.
Resisting the urge to put my AC in already.
So it sounds like you can't wait for next week when we get the cooler weather here.
Yeah, it'll be sweet relief.
Nice. That's awesome. Hey, well, I have a few questions here for you, man. And, you know, we'll go through a few questions here and we'll just kind of talk about your plans for the upcoming season. And, again, really excited to get these going again. And once again, man, thank you for getting on. So we'll jump right into it. Now, you know, obviously I'm a big stat nerd. I love to keep stats and, you know, one of the things that I'm doing this year is instead of just going over the wins, loss, and most points, I'm really going into details with all of this, right? So obviously you guys heard the podcast where I went over, you know, teams that are averaging the most amount of points over their career, right? Or what their average points per season is per game over their career. And
that was a pretty surprising list, honestly.
Yeah, I was surprised as well. And I actually have another list here. And my first question is something that may surprise a lot of people. And I personally think it's one of the most impressive things that I've seen in the league in a long time. And I'm just going to jump into it. So you are number one when it comes to average wins per season at 7.7 wins. Now, there are a lot of folks that may not know this, but you started your fantasy career in the League of Legends with a 1-12 record. Let me repeat that. You started your fantasy career with a 1-12 record, and then you have not had a losing season ever since. So, and here you are today, now being the number one team with the, when it comes to average wins per season. How are you able to accomplish this after that 1-12 start?
Well, before I answer that, let me hit you back with a little known fact that I know not a lot of guys know is my team name was also Peanut Butter. At the
that
time.
Is true.
And I feel like phase one of putting that first season behind me was the name change and becoming Suck My Dicka and put the peanut butter behind me. But another thing is that was 2014 and I had just started playing fantasy football 2 years prior, 2012. And in 2014, that was actually my first, I'm going to say it, real league. You know, all the rest were all, you know, online people I don't even know, you know, just getting my feet wet type of thing. So that was that peanut butter year. That was my first year with the big boys, if you will, with the people I know, you know, money on the line.
Right.
Well, money on the line, more like me donating money, but yeah. It is what it is. But yeah, man, you just you move on. Like I said, a good name change worked. And it, you know, I've tried being Suck My Dicka in other leagues, and that's bad juju. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's another secret. I'll give the boys that little secret. You never name more than one team the same thing, man. I feel like it's bad juju.
Gotcha. Wow. Maybe that's why I haven't been able to win in some of my other leagues. I kind of have the same name going all around.
Yeah, man. You got to solidify. You got to pick which league you want. You want to be the world boss. I feel like it's got to be this one, though, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. It definitely has. Yep. It's definitely this one. Yeah. No. Okay.
Excuse me. Champ. That's it, right? That's the name. That
sounds pretty. Yes. I do like this.
Before you ask me another question, I got something here for you.
Sure.
Did you know that you became the first team to win the championship that didn't eliminate me from the playoffs in all my playoff years?
That I don't know. Yep. I would have to go back and all take a look at that. Sounds like you have that down.
All four seasons I've made the playoffs, 2015, I lost to Mark in the championship. Let's see. Yeah, 2016. Who won that year?
I won 2016.
Yep, I believe I lost to you in the playoffs that year. I hate to admit it, but I lost to RJ in 2017.
Yep.
I lost to Bill in the championship, 2020. Lost to Chris, 2021. And I lost to T-Man last year. Yeah. You defeated. You broke the streak. You broke the streak.
Wow. That's a pretty good stat there to have.
It makes you – honestly, it's very comforting knowing – you know, you got eliminated by the guy that won the championship. You know what I mean? But not this time. But still, man, T-Van brought it. So,
yeah, he did have a good year. Do have to give him the respect there. Awesome, man. You know, I really it's great to hear that. You know, you figured out pretty quickly what you needed to do to, you know, to never have another losing season. And whatever you did, man, it's absolutely working, right? It's maybe it's just that name change. So, congrats on that, and congrats on being, you know, the number one team as far as average wins per season. So now I want to jump into my next question here, and it was one that normally when we come and we sit down and we try to figure out who's going to be the MVP, it usually doesn't take an entire day, but last year it took like 3-4 days before the boys can pick who the MVP was. You know, so how disappointed were you that you came so close to winning the MVP award, being, you know, coming down to you and Mark? This, are you still upset about that? Does it motivate you for next season?
Honestly, it doesn't bother me at all, because I was so surprised and ecstatic just to be in the running. It's an honor to be even nominated, even in the running, have the chance. I didn't think I was having that great of a season, so to even be considered for the MVP, I'll take that as a win, honestly. And losing out to Mark, it just, you know, I like that too, because we've had our history throughout the league, so it adds to it, you know what I mean? It adds to it. So right. I enjoy that whole aspect to our league here.
Awesome. So it does fuel me too. Awesome. Based on your response, I will explain to you later on. Don't want to jump ahead. There's another question here that's going to kind of respond to what you just said here. So we're going to table that until we get a little farther down the list. So my next question to you is, so right now, you are number 6 in total career wins in the league with 54. Chris and myself were both tied at 58. Do you think you're going to pass one or maybe both of us and be number 4 by the end of the season?
It's possible. I'm not going to guarantee nothing. The last time I guaranteed something, I had a nice long win streak. And so trying not to guarantee things anymore. I just like to talk shit after it happens. So, I mean, if it happens, awesome. If not, I mean, to pass both of you, I highly doubt, because you both bring it so much. I don't see you and Chris both having that rough of a season. Even if I have a really good season, you know what I mean? You'd both have to have a pretty – 4 wins. Wins are hard to come by, you know. Wins are hard to come by in that this league. And
yeah, they definitely are. The league is getting tougher. So you never know, man. You know, you never know. Time will tell.
Absolutely. And, I mean, yeah, you said it. The competition in this league, it gets better and better. So, I mean, I would love it. I would love to be able to move it up. Honestly, there's not a season that goes by since I've been back where I don't, you know, think of where I'd be in the record books had I not missed 2 seasons. You know what I mean? So to even be 6, even have the 54 wins, you know what I mean? It's still, I feel good about it. Especially after that 2014 season we just talked about.
Yeah, definitely. That was a tough one. Okay. All right, so obviously, you know, we give out numerous awards throughout the year. And one of the awards I was tracking pretty closely because I was actually in play for this award. It's the Top Performer Award. And obviously the Top Performer Award is given to the team that has the most weekly high scores. So I was actually leading that at one point until you came in week 12 and you scored 161 to kind of jump ahead and take the lead. So you were holding on to that until we got to the week 14, the final week. Then Mark came with a 180 and just ripped it right out from under you. You know, how does it make you feel knowing that you were so close to taking home the Top Performer Award?
See, that one bothered me a little bit. yeah, man, it's cutthroat. I like winning stuff. It's nice. It's nice having your name on trophy. It's nice. It's nice. I was looking. I honestly, I counted my chickens before they had. My chickens. You know, I'm like, whoops. Watch it slip out right out from underneath me.
Yeah, because, you know, I was, you know, I remember how I felt when I was like, all right, I'm holding on to this, you know, just a few more weeks to go. And then you came and I'm like, ah, oh, that sucks, right? So then I could only imagine how you were feeling, which was probably a lot worse than I was because yours happened in the final regular season game, which is just tough.
I could be wrong, but I feel like I had a pretty good week that week too. And Mark's still just like, I want that.
So that week, week 14, you scored 115 points.
Oh, never mind. I take back what I just said.
Yeah, 115 that week. Okay. All right. So we'll just keep going down the list here. Now, so you went on a 4-game losing streak from week 6 to week 9. And then finished the season on a 5-game winning streak, which was the longest of any team to end the season. Now, this is actually, and I'll tell you right now, this is what Trey just locked onto and said, this is why I think Ryan needs to be the MVP, because he's big on win streaks. And the way he looked at this was, if you did not win those 5 games, you would not have made it to the playoffs. So he was really big on those. And of course, you were up there with wins and points as well. So, you know, how are you able to stay calm and get back on track? You know, because most guys, you know, when they hit a losing streak, they, you know, they can probably put their head down and give up. But, I mean, you found a way to turn it around and just pull off 5 straight wins and make the playoffs. Like, what does it take to do that?
I don't know if it's coincidental or you did this on purpose with your questions, but honestly, it all comes back to your first question about my first season. Like, I lost that many games in a season and put that behind me. You know, I'm stubborn. I'm just going to look at the next week. I'm going to tinker every day. I'm going to probably overread into what I need to do. And eventually, I'm going to start stringing together my lineup the way it needs to be. Once I get dialed in, you know, But I also believe that that – I feel like – what weeks did you say that was? That was the lose streak?
So your losing streak started week six. So you went – so you started the season 2-0. So you beat Bill and Jason. Then you lost to Luke. Then you won two more games. You beat Matt. You beat Tyler. And then you won on a four-game losing streak where you beat – me, Jesse, Tyler, and Cam. And then after that, it was just a tier where you won your last five.
Taken. Week six, Jacobs was on a bye. Week seven, Jefferson was on a bye. Week eight, Herbert was on a bye. Not that he was much help all season. And then week nine. Oh, no, week eight also. I had Travis Kelce on a bye, who was, definitely is a game changer. Yeah, absolutely. Week nine was just sucked. I don't know about week nine, but yeah, I kind of expected that too. Just looking at my roster, looking at my buys, I expected to struggle at that point of the season. Obviously, when you see your best players going on a bye, you know, consecutive weeks like that, a month straight, essentially, you know, you hope to at least pull out one win there, you know, could have been a difference maker. But yeah, that win streak really did save my playoff hopes.
Yeah, no, that was definitely impressive. It was good to watch. Okay, awesome. So I have one question here, and maybe you can say I want to start something. Who knows? But you know me. I always like to maybe poke the bear a little bit and kind of get a little conflict started here. So when you first came back to the league, I introduced you to the league, and I kind of let everyone know, you know, your last season before leaving, you know, you were just dominant, right? And, you know, and at the time, I think Chris responded with, doesn't really care. You know, I'm the two-time champ. I don't care who this guy Ryan is. So, with that said, you know, dating back to 2021, you beat Chris in week 13. You beat him you beat him last year in week 12. And then you also beat him in the first round of the playoffs. Do you think Chris should start taking you more seriously?
Well, see, honestly, I hope nobody takes me seriously. Takes some of the pressure off. But no, see, I feel like, honestly, I could be wrong, but I feel like out of everybody in the league, I feel like I might have earned Chris's respect the most out of everybody since being back. Because, yeah, and honestly, too, I mean, it's not like it was one-sided either. I was giving him a lot of shit, too, you know what I mean? Like, you know, oh, yeah, two-time champ, but I wasn't in the league at the time, but still two-time champ. You know,
right.
You know me, and I feel like I'm the top shit talker. I can get under everybody's skin. But, yeah, man, honestly, I don't know. I feel like everybody takes me seriously, and if they don't, you know, it's probably RJ.
when he's not breaking trophies.
RJ. Yeah, yeah. He really knows how to celebrate. But yeah, man, and honestly, like looking at it right here, I from 2015 to 2017, I was 3-1 against Chris. Just saying. 3-2 since being back. So I mean, yeah. That's another nice little rivalry, and I like that, man, because like I mean, if you can go back and forth with a now 3-time champ, then you know. I feel like that's saying something on its own.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as we're sitting here having this conversation, I can already see a game of the week somewhere here, hopefully. So, you know, I always kind of look forward to those matchups that, you know, bring a lot of excitement. And I think, you know, every time it comes to you and Chris, there's always a lot of excitement between you two. And I love it.
And another thing, too, is like – was it 2020? I feel like he had a bad year in there and I beat him and it didn't mean really nothing to me, but being able to come and beat him in the playoffs, that was big. you know, especially defending champ and such, you know. That's definitely one of the several guys. I got a couple of you guys every year circled on my schedule, you know, that I look forward to playing that I really want to beat. And, you know, champions are at the top of the list, 3-time champions, trump all, you know, then you 2-time guys and reigning guys. So I got you circled too, my friend, you know. And yeah, you know, and I want everybody at the top of their game. I want to beat you on your best day. I want to beat you with all your players healthy, you know, nobody on a bye. You know, that's what I like. You know, that's when you really know who's who.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know me, I'm never backing down from a challenge. So I can't wait. I'll be looking forward to it.
I'm sure he's looking forward to facing me too, being the guy that beat him in the playoffs, you know. So
I don't know if he is.
I feel like I'd be insulted. I'd be insulted.
Yeah, you know, he's 0-3 against you in his last 3 games. So I don't know if he's really looking forward to seeing you. But time will tell.
I'd be insulted if he wasn't looking forward to beating me, trying to beat me. I like it. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Well, maybe we'll get Chris on the podcast here one day, and he can respond for himself, and so we can kind of know exactly where his mind is at and what his take on it is. So, well, Ryan, it's been a pleasure. As always, thank you so much for joining me here on the Big Time Ballers podcast. And again, looking forward to having you here as we, you know, when we host and kick off the 2023 draft, and it's going to be epic. It's just going to be a great time, and I can't wait. So thank you again, and good luck
in the upcoming season. Thanks for having me, and just want to tell everybody, suck my dick up.
You'll get plenty of opportunity. Sure. All right, man. Well, you have a good one.
You too, brother. Take it easy.
Thank you.